In the morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ, how are you today? You're listening to St. Mark Bemidji's podcast, a podcast about redemption through the glory of Christ Jesus, our risen Savior. Thank you as always for joining us. Just like it doesn't matter if a tree makes a sound when it falls in the forest if no one's around to hear it, it doesn't matter a bit if the best content ever made is on this podcast if there's no one around to listen to it. Whether or not the pastor teaching the meditation today, or if I say the exact right words in this episode, the Holy Spirit is reaching out to you through God's Word, which will be faithfully taught in each and every episode. So if you place value on the faith that the Spirit kindles in you, pass it on to everyone that you can, because the rewards of faith in Jesus Christ are life everlasting in Him. Why wouldn't you want to see a fellow life traveler in distress saved just as you are? Tell them in person. Invite them to church. Share this podcast with them. Don't leave them out there on their own. Be the willing tool of the Holy Spirit. The faith you possess is meant to be used, not kept on a shelf. While the snow has melted, the sun comes up a little earlier each day and seems to hang around longer and longer into the evening, like a house guest that ate too much hot dish and can't get up off of the couch now. And now, like a less hairy Punxsutawney Phil, we're starting to poke our noses out of our winter burrows and spend more time outside. Don't leave God behind when you go. Take the podcast with you. Go read your Bible in a park. Continue to go to church and feed your soul. You need the Word more than the vitamin D that you're getting from the sun. Today's meditation comes to us from Pastor Kirk's Daily Prayer Series. This sermonette is based upon a reading from Galatians. And now, let's gather around the Word once again.
Galatians chapter 4, verses 21 to 31. St. Paul writes this: "Tell me, you who desire to be under the law, do you not listen to the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by a slave woman and one by a free woman. But the son of the slave was born according to the flesh, while the son of the free woman was born through promise. Now this may be interpreted allegorically. These women are two covenants. One is from Mount Sinai, bearing children for slavery. She is Hagar. Now Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia. She corresponds to the present Jerusalem, for she is in slavery with her children. But the Jerusalem above is free, and she is our mother. For it is written, 'Rejoice, O barren one who does not bear. Break forth and cry aloud, you who are not in labor. For the children of the desolate one will be more than those of the one who has a husband.' Now you brothers, like Isaac, are children of promise. But just as at that time he who was born according to the flesh persecuted him who was born according to the Spirit, so also it is now. But what does the Scripture say? 'Cast out the slave woman and her son, for the son of the slave woman shall not inherit with the son of the free woman.' So, brothers, we are not children of the slave, but of the free woman." This is the text. In the name of Jesus, amen. St. Paul clearly sets forth the clear distinction between law and gospel in the text for today. Hagar representing salvation by works of God's law, Sarah representing salvation by grace through faith in Christ only and exclusively. The law brings being cast out. It brings profound terrors of death and final judgment when a person faces their own death and facing God as the righteous judge. The thought of Hagar's children is that they are born of the flesh like any other child brought into the world, sinful and unclean, without any word or promise of God about anything except that word which God spoke in the beginning, "The day that you disobey my word, eating of the fruit, you shall surely die." And to the man and his wife, that their children would be born not in the image of God, but in the sinful, spiritually dead condition, image of Adam. The thought of being that practically one would not ever, no matter whatever, be sure of their life being anywhere near good enough to measure up, and fearing that what has been said in God's word, "By the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified," and the children of Hagar being born of the flesh and without the promise of God, they face the eternal wrath of God. And as Sarah had said, being cast out this slave woman and her son. Cast out. Yet the believer in Christ Jesus is firm, confident, and calm in Christ Jesus as a child of Sarah and true heir because of the promise of God given for them, believing firmly that Christ Jesus died for their sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, the first fruits of those who are asleep. For since by a man came death, by a man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all will be made alive. And so Christians, who have fears about death, yes, they are human beings like everyone else, but they overcome those fears by the words and promises of God for them. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And if the Son makes you free, you are free indeed, as they calm their fears and keep their minds at ease through faith that Jesus died and rose again for them. So also God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus. As Holy Spirit assures them as he inspired St. Paul to write, "For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we always be with the Lord." Christians comfort each other with these words. So, Sarah, the Jerusalem, the city of peace above, is free. She is our mother, our free mother, who delivers children who are heirs, who are free from the burden of the law, free of the slavery of useless works which cannot ever satisfy the demands of God's law. She is not subject to law and works. She is free in Christ Jesus without works or sin or death. Sarah is a figure of the Church of Jesus Christ. The Church of Christ brings forth children who are heirs according to the promise given by God in His Word. The births that happen via the Church of Christ are baptism. They are entirely different than those of Hagar, just the baptism of the flesh, that we are born sinful and unclean and under the wrath of God and would be lost forever. In the Church of Christ, there is a word of promise, a word from God, a sure and certain promise in Christ Jesus. Thus says the Lord God, "I will gather you from the peoples and assemble you out of the countries among which you have been scattered, and I will give you the land of Israel. When they come there, they will remove all its detestable things and all its abominations from it. And I will give them one heart and put a new spirit within them. And I will take the heart of stone out of their flesh and give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my ordinance and do them." The children of Sarah, of God, baptized into the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, redeemed by Jesus. How is this? Keep law and gospel distinct. Children aren't born of the law. Yes, God's law demands obedience. But the works we do, those we try to do to keep God's law, are not part of the reason for, or a factor in, or a cause of our salvation. Children are born of the free woman as one is justified by God's grace through faith in Christ Jesus, and in Christ Jesus only and exclusively. Children grow up in Christ Jesus. The good works follow, naturally result from, happen from, just as simply as fruit growing on a tree. First the tree, then the fruit. First the one justified. Then out of faith, the good works follow. The church bringing forth God's children, as God said, they will be my people, and I shall be their God. The good works are for this life, period. They have nothing to do with, nor do they have any bearing on, our redemption in Christ Jesus. That took place between Jesus for us and God. And Jesus reconciled us to God. God is already pleased with us. We don't have to do any works to show God that we are pleasing in His sight. We are already in God's sight, pleasing through the shedding of Jesus' blood and the forgiveness of our sins that He earned for us by His work for us at the cross. Jesus established peace with God for us forever. Now, as to those whose hearts go after these detestable things and abominations, God says, I will bring their conduct down on their heads. Yes, for that which is born of the flesh is flesh, children of Hagar. God saved us, not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit, whom He poured out upon us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that being justified by His grace, we would be made heirs, children of Sarah, heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Well, does that mean my life as it is, and God redeemed and saved me? There must be something I have to do? Are you thinking that? I mean, my life has been a shambles, yes, but all of what Jesus did could not be for me, not after what my life has been. Put away that thinking. It is the thinking of Hagar. The thinking of Sarah tells you clearly it is all precisely for you. You have a God who is for you, who doesn't need you to make anything up to Him or to set things right or any of that. Jesus did it all for you at the cross. And you are assured by His resurrection that it is all done for you. It is complete. For if Jesus was born a slave from Hagar, He would have been born only of the flesh as any other person, and your faith would be in vain, and you'd still be dead in your trespasses and sins. But you are not. Christ arose victorious for you. You are redeemed and saved by God's grace, pure and free. And this is by God's word to you only, nowhere else. Where is this for you? Where can you hear God's word for you and receive His gifts? In Christ's church, which He has established for you. He even marks it for you. It's wherever God's word is purely preached and the sacraments God gave are rightly administered according to Jesus' word. That's where God's children are. That's where God's children are born free to love and to serve their neighbor. In Jesus' name, amen.
I sincerely pray that today's meditation on God's Word has enriched you. Didn't get enough of God's Word? Are you missing out on that in-person fellowship? We hold divine services right here in Bemidji, Minnesota at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings. Sunday school and adult Bible study is also offered between our Sunday services at 9:15 a.m. We also live stream our Sunday divine service at 8 a.m. You can ensure that you are notified when a stream is live or a new podcast is available by subscribing to our YouTube channel. It's easy to find by typing in St. Mark Bemidji in the search bar and clicking on the subscribe button. Want to listen to meditations the way I do every day? Subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Go to podcastindex.org and search for St. Mark Bemidji to find us. This is our fifth year producing this podcast, and there is a large archive of devotional material online available if you want to learn more about God and His Word. Visit www.stmarksbemidji.org or look in the show notes in this podcast for a link to this and many other meditations on God. If you have any questions or you would like more information about our church and its ministry, please visit our website, which is once again www.stmarksbemidji.org. May God bless the rest of your day.